Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Rachel Kizilevich, Interim President and CEO of the Workhouse Arts Foundation.
Yes, and we're talking about the Brew Works Festival that's going to be there in Lorton, Virginia this Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 5 p.m. There's a really cool art battle, but let's get to that in a second. First, start with just the since it's a Brew Works is the title. Let's start with like the beer selection. What all we got going on in, as far as that's concerned?
Yeah, Brew Works is a long-running event for the Workhouse, and it brings all kinds of people out onto our quad to taste good beers and ciders. We'll have all of our different buildings open so people can stroll in to see our artists in a few different buildings that have our artist studios in them. We've got a selection of 12 to 15 breweries and cideries from around the area, and then we'll have other non-alcoholic beverages available for purchase for folks who attend on Saturday.
Awesome. And if you can't remember them all off the top of your head, that's okay. But do you want to just name check a few, name drop a couple of the breweries, a couple of the vendors that'll be there?
Sure. Well, one of the big ones for us is, of course, Bunny Man, our brand new neighbors on campus. They are going to be opening a facility at the Workhouse, planning for a Memorial Day opening. And so this event will allow us to start to kick off what's going to be a long and fun partnership. So Bunny Man will be at the event on the 18th. We also have some local favorites, Aslin, Fairwinds, Heritage, Lost Boy Cider, Barely Naked Brewing, Mustang Sally Brewing. So there's a whole list on our website there, and we're adding to it day by day, actually, in an excitingly way.
Yeah, Port City. There's all the local favorites. It'll all be there. We'll definitely link to the website. Okay. Well, then, in addition to the drinks, if they work up an appetite, there's going to be food trucks there too, right?
Yes, we'll have a variety of food trucks set up for purchase for folks who are there just attending with general admission tickets. There will be food available for food truck purchase. We also have VIP tickets available. That price is $90 compared to a $50 general admission. And for VIP tickets, that will have food provided and will be located in a kind of designated area and have access to a VIP package as well.
And that food for the VIP, that's from Glory Days. They'll provide the food and the snacks, right?
Yes, yeah, you'll get to enjoy some great Glory Days food in the VIP section.
Okay, cool. And then also there'll be live music and lawn games and all of that too. Like I'm trying to hit all the cover the bases before we get to the big art battle. That's without further ado. We'll get to that later. But yeah, maybe one sound bite on the lawn games and live music and other activities there, sort of on the grounds.
So we will have a DJ playing live for the full run of the event. We'll have different lawn games set up throughout the quad. People can come and if they have their families with them, can set up a blanket and have a picnic spot. There will also be seating under the tent. So it is important to know that rain or shine, the event will be going full steam ahead because we have plenty of coverage underneath our tent facility and then a ton of space for folks to spread out and enjoy the grass on a nice day on the quad.
Perfect. All right. Well, without further ado, I want to get into the art battle because this sounds really, really cool. How many artists, and they're all local, I believe, but how many are there?
We have eight artists participating in an art battle, and we'll be doing three different rounds of competition. So we have a juror who will be present. He does this as his profession, so we're excited to have him. He'll be serving as kind of MC and taking everybody through the battle as it unfolds. Each round is anticipated to be an hour long, and each of the artists is invited to essentially use whatever sort of canvas-based medium that they want. So we anticipate that many will be doing painting with acrylics or perhaps watercolors, but we may see some charcoal pencil or other things. Artists are able to really bring whatever they want and create on a designated size canvas.
Now, when you say battle, is it going to be like two easels like side by side and we're watching them in real time go at it, or like, paint at the same time, or how does that actually work?
Yeah. So to start, each of the eight artists will have their own easel and they'll have an hour to create the work. Our juror will pick, each of those will be sort of a head-to-head battle. So within the eight artists, there'll be four different head-to-head battles happening. Our juror will pick the winner from each of those rounds who will advance to the next round. That round will be the same thing, just a one-on-one matchup. And then ultimately two winners will be selected to participate in the final round. And then the juror will choose the final ultimate winner. But we also will have a public choice award for folks to vote so that we can pull in audience participation. And then at the very end, all of the different works that have been created throughout that day will be raffled off to attendees. So people who come will have a chance to go home with some really cool live created art.
Great, great. And just to clarify, so it'll be sort of like a tournament, kind of like, so there's eight local artists. Round one starts from 12:30 to 1:15. Then the winners of that will, I guess, advance to round two, and then that'll be from 1:35 to 2:20. And then the final round is 2:40 to 3:35, and you'll just sort of crown a champion there at the end. Is that right?
Exactly. Yep. It's all just like bracket style tournament.
Okay, great. And forgive me if you mentioned this and I missed it, but what does the winner get? Is there a prize?
There is a cash prize for the winner. They will receive, I think, a few hundred dollars to show our appreciation. And then proceeds from the sales of the art will be split between the workhouse and the artist as well.
Okay, cool. And you said there's like a juror that's determining who wins and moves on in each of the battles to see who advances in the tournament. Who's the juror again?
The juror is a gentleman named Jason Bowers. He is a curator, a gallerist, a project manager, and he owns Jab Arts in Washington, D.C., and takes people on tours of murals and different public art in the district area.
Okay, cool. So he'll be the referee, the judge, crowning the winner. And there's not like the audience isn't like, vote, who cheered with the loudest or anything. But I mean, you can cheer and root on, but it comes down to the juror, I guess, in the end.
That's right. But then the public will be able to vote for a public choice award.
Oh, but you said that. Okay. And what's the prize for the public choice winner?
I forget, to be honest.
It's all right. It's the clout, the glory of,
yes,
of being named
the glory. Yeah,
the people's champ. Cool. Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. Do you have the list of the artists themselves? Like, are you able to rattle off who's actually competing, or is that something better for me to just sort of link to and, write out in the article rather than radio?
You can link to it. It is listed on the same page with all of our different breweries, but I can also just state the names as well.
Yeah, and if you know anything about them, like what they specialize in.
Yeah, I'd be limited to say too much about each of them, but I could just say kind of a general thing.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Okay. So all eight artists who will be participating in the art battle are listed on our website, and we have a link to their body of work so that you can see some of the different things that they've created in their careers. All of them are visual artists. They do a medium that is largely sort of canvas based, and we'll be leaning on that for the purposes of this battle. A range of styles, a mix of perspectives and backgrounds and points of view, and we just really wanted to set up as diverse an array of possible as the of artists and the work that they're creating. So we encourage you to visit the website, check out each of the links of our artists, and see if any strike your fancy so that you know who you'll be rooting for.
Yes, and I don't want to butcher the names, but I'll try. It's Abigail Horton, John Hart, Rodrigo Pradel, Serena Chowdhury, Simone Agusie, I don't know if I'm saying that right, and HKS181, Edith Lopez Estrada, and Emily Ramos. But I don't know if I pronounced this right, but definitely head to the website workhousearts.org to find more info.
Yes.
Cool. Well, I guess sort of in closing, invite everybody out. Like, pretend I'm not here, but you're speaking directly to listeners. Say, come on out. You're going to have a good time. Whatever you want to say, but speak directly to the listeners as they're, in their cars.
Sure. All right. Well, the Workhouse Arts Center is a wonderful community resource and gem. And we hear from so many people who have been meaning to come and check us out, but who haven't made it over there. So for those who come to the Workhouse regularly, we invite you to come back and check us out and enjoy the Brew Fest on Saturday. For those who have been meaning to come to the Workhouse and haven't yet made it, this is a great opportunity to do so. It's a wonderful mix of an event that will be happening outside that is family friendly as well. And we'll have a wonderful mix of art in there with a live art battle. And then our 60 different studio artists will all have their studios open that attendees can sort of peruse and enjoy. We have a range of sponsors who have signed on to help us with this event and are always looking for more sponsors. So if we have folks out there, businesses who want to get exposure to the large community that will be there, we welcome that. And then general admission tickets can be purchased by anyone for $50 each, and then VIP tickets for $90. So come on out. It'll be happening rain or shine, and we look forward to giving you a wonderful afternoon at the workhouse.
Awesome. Sounds great. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.